This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion, just focusing now on letting go, becoming more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out darkness. Now feeling completely relaxed and letting go of everything external from your body. Focus now within into your etheric body, your energy body, and the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakra centers, those wheels of force up along your spinal cord, starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star Chakra. See that as a deep earth brown color. Know that this chakra is the grounding point to Gaia. This is what grounds you to not the third dimensional Earth, but the fifth dimensional Gaia. If you begin to focus on it in that respect, then you are more grounding now to a higher dimensional frequency than the normal third dimensional frequency. And as you move up now, do the same thing. So not the third dimension, but the higher fourth and fifth dimension as you move to the root chakra. Feel and know that vibration as being higher vibration, higher than the third dimension, a higher frequency. See that as a deep ruby red color, bright, brilliant red. Then moving up to the next chakra, orange, bright, brilliant orange. To the solar plexus area, brilliant, bright yellow. To the heart center, deep blue-green. To the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head. Pure, brilliant white. Now, As you focus on all of these chakra centers and the alignment of these centers, also focus on the higher vibrational frequency within these chakras now, as your etheric body is no longer at this point in the third dimension. It has now raised to the higher fourth and even the fifth dimension. That is the way you need to see it and feel it and experience it whenever you do this type of experience. Now, bringing all of the chakras together as one into the soul star chakra, and this becoming now your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. You see that as a three-dimensional 6-pointed star. This becomes now your vehicle of travel outside of your physical body, going out right through the top of your head, right into the soul star chakra, and now your light body. You being your conscious knowing self. Simply move that into this Merkaba and begin to rise up now, leaving the physical body behind. But know that as you are rising up away from your physical body, you are again in a higher vibrational frequency. You are in a fifth dimensional frequency. And as you move up past the Earth's atmosphere, and become aware of all of the ships that are out here, this is why you can now become aware of those ships, because you have moved, transitioned from the third dimension to the high fourth and fifth dimensional frequency, where these ships reside, cloaked to the third dimension, but not to those that are in the higher frequency. So this is why when sometimes you walk out into and view the night sky, and you're feeling in a particularly good mood, a high frequency mood, perhaps even some blissful feeling, this is when you are able to catch sight with your physical eyes of various ships that may be showing themselves to you. They are not showing themselves, though, at a third dimensional frequency. They are showing themselves at a fourth and fifth dimensional frequency. That is the difference. That is for those that have the eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, as you focus down on the Earth, on Gaia, and seeing her not in a third dimensional frequency, but a fourth and fifth dimensional frequency. Gaia in all of her splendor and beauty and pristineness. Again, higher frequency, higher consciousness. It is all one. As you are viewing this now from this vantage point, high above her, seeing her at this higher frequency, now you can see the flowers and the trees, the plants, the beautiful blue, bright, brilliant blue sky with purple interwoven within it. High frequency colors, everything high frequency colors. And the frequency, as you can be both above the Earth, looking down, above Gaia, looking down, and also down on the surface of the Earth at the same time. If you are able to do this, if not, that's okay. But if you can, feel yourself now on Gaia, touching Gaia in your etheric and astral body. And feel the connection to her. Feel the connection to the being that is Gaia, to Mother Earth. feel the vibration all around you, high vibration, and the blissful feelings that come from this, as you are now connecting to Gaia herself, to the high frequency of Gaia, as well as the high frequency of the crystalline Christ consciousness grid that is all around the planet. But again, this grid is not for those in the third dimension, but for those that have risen up into the fourth and fifth dimensional frequency. There you can feel the connection to this grid and how this grid is connected to Gaia herself and the crystalline structure of Mother Earth. As you feel the connection, as you feel the vibration all around you, see also the colors that are all around you now. Colors, many different varieties, shapes, intensity, all the colors of the rainbow and far beyond that. Colors of the spectrum, if you will. A higher frequency spectrum. And along with this, the higher frequency comes higher consciousness. And with higher consciousness, you are able to understand so much more of the universe. Allow the universe to speak to you now. Allow those that are your guides, that are working with you, to translate those messages coming from the universe to you. Whatever it might be, it is a message just for you. It is a message for you only, not to share, but to hold within you, and to know that at a certain time in the not too far off future, this message will come back to you again. You will remember it again. It will have so much more meaning at that point. Because again, it is a higher frequency message, not meant for your third dimensional ears, for your fifth dimensional etheric body and astral body. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. And as you come back into your physical body, remember that message. Remember it. Again, not to share, but to hold on to. For it will have so much more meaning to you at a later point. And the frequency vibration has risen across the planet. You are ready then to fully grasp what the universe has provided. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. I come to be with you at this time, in, as always, these continuing changing times, how everything is moving along at a faster and faster pace. Even your daily lives are moving much, much quicker. Many of you are saying time is flying by. And it is doing so purposefully because everything is in flux at this point. You are experiencing a time shift at this point. More and more, time is shifting. You can even say that the time-space continuum is beginning to shift more and more. That will come, an understanding to that will come at a later point also. For now, just know that you are in a transition period, transition from the old ways, the old third-dimensional illusionary ways, into the higher vibrational frequency of the fourth and fifth dimension and the new golden age. A golden age that you have experienced before. Each and every one of you have experienced a golden age in past times here on the earth and also from other systems and planets out among the stars. That is where you came from the stars. And you are still continuing on your journey and will be on your journey until you return to the ethers once again. For from the ethers you came, and from the and to the ethers you shall return. But in that process will be a huge transitionary phase that you have gone through. You will notice more and more now in the days and weeks and months ahead. This transition will continue to gain momentum more and more. And truth everywhere shall come from many different sources and many different directions. This truth shall come forward. And it will not only be for those that have the ears to hear as it is now, but for many, many more who are ready to listen, are ready to be open to the possibilities and the potential of the human race. And to each individual one within that human race. You only need to continue to move forward now. Move forward with an understanding. You are in the right place at the right time, in the right moment. Even though everything around you will be seeming to be going to, you're saying, to hell in a handbasket, it will not be for you because you will not be looking at it in that way. If you have been looking at it in that way, it is time to stop. It is time to look ahead now, to be in the moment, but to look ahead and see the glory that is ahead for all of you. Do not hold on to the fear. Do not hold on to the despair, to the depression, to the sickness and illnesses. Do not hold on to that. That is only part of the illusion. And the illusion is fading faster and faster now. And the veil, as you know it, is really not even there anymore. It is only there for those who believe it is there. So more and more trust in yourselves, trust in your guides working with you, trust in your higher God self within you, and that you are being led in the direction that you need to move toward. And if it is within your path to prepare for any potential or any potentialities to occur, then do so. But do so without fear. For if you hold on to fear, then you will be creating the very situation that you are wishing to avoid. Know that. Prepare, do what you need to do, what you feel is right to do. Do it with peace of mind, for that is all this is about, is having peace of mind to continue to move forward in the day-to-day process, in the day-to-day transition that you are moving through. The path in front of you is wide open. It is not a singular path any longer. It is wide open for all of you. So follow that path. Follow it in whatever direction it needs to take you. For that direction that you are moving toward is the direction you need to move forward to. I am Sanandi. And I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to forge forward moment by moment, day by day, week by week, but doing so in full trust of your higher God self working within you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Ma Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you in whatever way that we can in your questions. You can ask your questions now if you have them.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. I've been noticing that the cranial in my head, especially below what is called the open portion of when we're infants, and the left side is more prominent than the right side. So I don't have any concern, but I would like some information. I don't know what to ask here, but I've been noticing it, and it seems to be uncomfortable as well. Thank you.
We would say for you, and we know you do not want to hear this, but you need to ask within yourself on these types of things. It is not for us to share to you on a personal level in this type of setting here. We could on a more personal get-together, as the James and the Joanna are able to bring us and Shoshana through on a personal level for you. This we could do. But it is not for us to do in this type of larger setting here. Just know, though, that what you are experiencing is something that is necessary at this point in your life here. And we would say for you, though, to go within and ask, and you will receive a message about this. It will mean more to you than anything that we can tell you. Now, perhaps Shoshana has, she does not know. Very good. Then we move on to next question here, if there is one.
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
In my meditations, I have had several experiences of being with ancient records. And when I sit in my meditation through my etheric body, I see myself just sitting in this great, great silence. And then I can think about this library, and these walls of books appear to me. And as I look at these walls. The first time I was thinking perhaps this is part of the Akashic record, and then I thought perhaps it is part of the Great Library at Alexandria. And then I thought, when I got that impression, I saw people sitting at tables looking at books. And then I saw this one person walk up to another being whom I will address as an Ascended Master. And the Ascended Master went through a door at the end of the building and into another part and drew pages from other books and put it together in a single book and handed it to this young man who had spoken to the Ascended Master. So I have a few questions here. Am I sitting in amongst the Akash? And when a person agrees to have an incarnation, is there this guide, this Ascended Master, as this young person went to, then gathering from the Akashic record, from the Great Library, what this person needs to achieve or wishes to achieve, and that is what that incarnation is about. Thank you.
Who will tell you that you are being shown, or in a sense remembering here, your connection with the library, not of Alexandria, but of Port Holidos in the inner earth, in Yogartha. And you have a connection to that inner city there that houses this library. And this library, though, is not at a third dimensional level. It is not so much books, as you are saying, but it is records. Certainly there are records there, crystalline records and many other types of records. And yes, they are somewhat associated with the Akashic records as well, but much, much less than the entire universal record here, which is the Akashic record, you see. So you have a strong connection to this library, and at a time in the future, as we can see it, you will be associating with it once again. Cannot tell you how or when, but it will come for you. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We just say that we believe that this one has interpreted her meditation correctly. Namaste.
Very good, yes.
Thank you very much.
Would there be other questions here? Nothing further?
I have one.
Yeah.
I've heard people have received their the payment for the revel, like they've cashed in or were able to cash in some of their money currency for humanitarian efforts. Is that correct?
We hesitate to assist you with an answer to this question because it is part of the discovery that needs to come forward here. And as we said many times, we do not want to, nor are we allowed to spoil the surprise for you. But we will say, though, in general, this occurrence has not happened yet. It is in process and in part of the transition as you are moving through the various phases that you are moving through at this point. So we will say it shall come, but it is not for the general public as of yet. So no one that you might know at this point has had this occurrence yet. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you
want? Have
very good.
Thank
any
you.
Further questions? Nothing further? Then, Shoshana, do you have anything, a parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say that as we reiterate over and over and over and over again, is to continue to remain in the moment, moment by moment. Forget the past. The past is already gone. Do not hold on to the memories that tend to hold you down to the third dimensional illusion. And do not only focus on what is coming in the future, because if you focus on only what is coming in the future, then you do not live for the day. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Okay.